Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
A lot of people waiting for that big game on Friday, Purdue in the Sweet 16 taking on Gonzaga. But a lot of people are hanging on pins and needles for meltdown madness because a trip to the finals is on the line today. Now, before we get to today's matchup, we want to thank Window Nation for sponsoring Meltdown Madness, and let's recap yesterday's matchup. Trip to the national championship game tomorrow, 4:35. The number 6 seed took on the number 10 seed. The number 6 seed was Oklahoma State's head coach Mike Gundy responding to a hit piece in the local newspaper in Stillwater, Oklahoma, about one of his football players.
If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat, that's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
I kind of hope Mike Braun ends the debate that way tonight. That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke. It just walks off.
I kind of in that clip, it says he's fat. I was kind of like that more than I'm a man, I'm 40.
It's a great sound bite. But it's up against a buzzsaw right now. A low seed making noise in this tournament. The same way the fat guy in NC State are doing in the real March Madness tournament. The number 10 seed also features a fat guy. Former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. This was his response when somebody questioned whether or not he told one of his pitchers to hit another player.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like a Bavakwa who could hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavakwa, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup.
So by a final score of 57% to 43%, moving on to the national championship game tomorrow, Tommy Lasorda.
When I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavakwa, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup.
Incredible. I mean, just, and it's funny because the name Bavakwa in and of itself makes you laugh.
Right. And the way that he says it the second time, yeah. Bavakwa. All right. So Tommy Lasorda will be in the national championship game tomorrow.
Wow. 10 seed.
Who will he take on? Today's matchup, the number 5 seed in our tournament, radio legend Casey Kasem, melting down, very upset that his producer wanted him on his world-famous Top 40 Countdown show to have a sad dead dog dedication coming out of an up-tempo record.
He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay. I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a f-ing dog dying.
It's a slow build there,
right?
Just like Lasorda.
Starts very calm.
Very nice.
Can't do it. Can't talk about something out of an up-tempo record. Next thing you know, we're looking for Don. We don't have pictures. Hell's breaking loose. So that is the number 5 seed taking on the number 1 seed in this tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Knight.
I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not.
Boy, again,
that's a long way from, I did my job.
Again, that's another way I'd like to see somebody in the debate tonight. I'm not here to bleep around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Thank you, Mr. Chambers. All right, so voting is live now on Twitter. Winner goes to the national championship game tomorrow to take on Tommy Lasorda. Casey Kasem against Bob Knight. It's pinned to the top of our Twitter, at Hammer and Nigel. So make sure you follow us. Make sure you vote. This is going to be fun tomorrow. I can't wait for all the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance, but we've got one more team that needs to punch their ticket. Casey Kasem or Bob Knight. Vote right now. Meltdown Madness presented by Window Nation.